Douglas, can you tell me what this report is about?
Yes, the report looks at how South Ayrshire is meeting its obligations for best value. What's best value? It means a council making continuous improvement in the way it operates.
What did you find?
Well, the Commission is seriously concerned at the lack of progress in the council in meeting a number of its best value duties. For example, there are significant weaknesses in strategic direction, in leadership, in performance management and scrutiny. And nor has the council addressed recommendations from previous Accounts Commission reports way back in 2009 and 2010.
So what does this mean for the public?
Well, for example, the council hasn't had a corporate plan for the last 18 months. That means there's no clear statement of its priorities for services and improvement. And obviously, in the longer term, that's really important for the people of South Ayrshire who rely on all these key services. Quite simply, every council needs a plan, because that's how it can set out how it will address national issues like health and social integration alongside their local priorities.
So what do you want to see happen next?
In fairness to the council, there have been recent signs that it is beginning to address the issues facing it. For example, it's due to agree a new corporate plan next month. And we also recognise there are no significant concerns about the current performance of council services. But, and it's a very big but, the council urgently needs fundamentally to improve on the way it operates. Otherwise, the weaknesses identified are likely to have a negative longer-term impact on council services for people and communities in South Ayrshire, as well as affecting the public's confidence in the council. We are expecting progress to be made as a matter of urgency. It needs strong strategic leadership from councillors and effective day-to-day leadership from senior managers. Because of our concerns, we've requested a follow-up report by December this year to measure progress.
Douglas, thank you very much.